from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A mistake on Guyana's ballot papers raises more concerns with just over a week to general elections. A United States ambassador attempts to allay the fears of regional small business over NAFTA. And a former Barbados Prime Minister says IMF and World Bank policies create divisions in the region. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. With general elections in Guyana less than 2 weeks away, a major snag has hit the run-up to the polls, with the opposition People's Progressive Party challenging how it appears on the ballot papers. The party says the entry omits the word civic, under which it has been campaigning. The PPP had said it would be prepared to include other opposition members in its government should it win the October 5th poll. But now there are fears of a potential constitutional crisis, with this latest hit in what is widely regarded as Guyana's first free and fair elections in over 25 years. And the opposition Working People's Alliance says it will question the election results in the courts if the wrongly printed ballot papers are used. WPA leader Clive Thomas said that the People's Progressive Party would benefit from any special note added to the ballot to indicate the missing part of its coalition. Mr. Thomas also says that any publication to correct the mistake would also give unfair publicity to the PPP civic team.